Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of The Lantern. As always, it's a genuine pleasure and an absolute honor to be with you guys and to have a share in your precious and valuable time. And I am ever so grateful that you guys take time out of your day to hopefully join in our little discussions that we have. I don't necessarily consider myself as a creative person. I don't know whether it's because of my anxiety that I constantly am in a state of brain fog, or because I haven't dabbled in enough things that demand that sort of any degree of creativity in general. But I do understand that in life, you need to be creative. Sometimes you need to be impulsive. Sometimes you need to be spontaneous. Sometimes you need to be innovative. You need to think outside of the box. You need to do something out of character, get out of your comfort zone and stuff like that. It might sound cliche, but it is necessary. It's necessary for our growth because there's like, well, some people are born creative. My brother was born creative. God bless him. And some aren't very much, right? But it's definitely something that we can train ourselves to achieve. You know? Human beings can do anything they set their mind to. I bet if we really set our mind to it, we could grow an extra limb. But no one's really wanted to do that before, I think. But the point is that some people are born creative and they lead pretty creative minds, pretty creative lives. And by creative, I mean almost every corner of their lives possesses an element that sets their soul on fire. Otherwise, they cannot continue, right? And then some people aren't necessarily born that creative. Everyone has a certain degree of creativity, but they're not like genius creative. And it can be developed. Let's hear a short story. You know what? Let's do that so we can get a better idea of what we mean by creativity. And we're going to be right back.
A man was exploring caves by a seashore when he found a bag with a bunch of hardened clay balls. The balls looked like someone had intentionally rolled the clay and left them out in the sun to bake. Perhaps some children made them while they were at the beach, the man thought. They didn't look much, so he took the bag out of the cave with him. As he strolled along the beach, he threw the clay balls one by one out to the oceans as far as he could. The clay balls would fly and disappear in the ocean. The man threw several clay balls in the ocean until he dropped one of the balls and it cracked open. Inside the clay was a beautiful, precious stone. This excited the man and he started breaking the remaining clay balls. Each of it contained different types of precious stones. He found thousands of dollars worth of jewels in around 20 clay balls that was left with him. He had been on the beach for a long time and he must have thrown away many clay balls with hidden treasure into the sea. He could have had a treasure worth of tens of thousands rather than just thousands if he had not thrown the clay balls away. Most of the time we look at someone or even ourselves and we see the external clay vessel. The vessel doesn't always look sparkly and nice, so we never bother to look inside it. We tend to see and judge a person and deem them as less important than the ones who are more beautiful, stylish, well-known, or wealthy. We forget to look inside for the unique treasure that each one of us hold. May we not come to the end of our lives and realize that we have thrown away a fortune in friendship, love, or any relationship because we did not attempt to look for the gems hidden in bits of clay. Let us all relish the treasures each of us hold inside us.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Just being creative in life, in finding solutions, being able to think outside the box when we are stuck in a box, what being able to look beyond the curb, look beyond that dead end, beyond that wall, it requires creativity. Being able to trust in God and rely on what He has for you tomorrow is thinking outside of the box and being creative. And oftentimes I found that that is the best solution to all my problems. It doesn't mean that I will just sit in the box and do nothing and, you know, wait for God to come around with a box cutter and crack the little sucker open and release me. No, that's not what it means. It means that once I rely on God, once I choose this route of creativity, I will be given the strength to even gnaw my way out of this box if I have to, because I know Allah has something good in store for me outside of it. By hook or by crook, I'm going to make it through this moment because I know God's got my back. That's a form of creativity, I think. And perhaps the best form, to know that my Creator is the creator of all things, even creativity itself, and that He will create a way, He will find a way, He will make a path. Another way to develop this sense of creativity in our lives is being more mindful of the situations we have, we're in, and the opportunities we have, and not just, you know, passing them by, all indifferent and passive and nonchalant, being mindful of the situations. Because once we're mindful, we increase the level of our awareness. We connect with the elements and the situations around us better. And then we are more able to soak in that moment and analyze each factor as it is. And once we do that, we gain knowledge about it. Once we gain knowledge, we can make better decisions, and that, you know, enters creativity. So practicing mindfulness, practicing the art of living in the moment, of being in the now, so you can make a proper decision for the now. If I am in the now, but I'm constantly thinking about the tomorrow or the past, I won't be able to understand the now well enough to collect information and data for it to use in a creative manner in the future. Being mindful, practicing mindfulness, heartfulness, gratitude for the moment I'm in right now, really being still in the presence is a way for us to develop creativity and just appreciate life in general. Sort of like how artists live their lives, you know? Or photographers. Have you seen a photographer and an artist? Every moment they're just looking for little details around themselves to capture, to savor, to save in their memory, to help them through the unknown of tomorrow. That's all the time we have for today's episode of The Lantern. Thank you so very much for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.